This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Andrew Smith from South Africa.
Fresh over from London, this is Judge Jules.
This is Belto Maxo, talking to you from Lebanon.
Alfredo Ferreira from Buenos Aires.
Holger Jakob from Cologne, Germany.
Ana Abdullah Taya, Maghribi, wa ab'athu lakum tahiyati al-khalifa min Paris.
Sean Prue on 103.9 Proud FM in Toronto.
Give the world a hug, one country at a time. It's time for Global Community.
Joining me on the line this week for Global Community, we're crossing over to Rio. Good morning, Marcos Prado.
Good morning, Adam.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us, what is gay life like in Rio?
Rio was elected recently the most popular gay destination in the world, so it's pretty awesome, really.
It must be, for sure. Now, where do you find most of the people that are coming to Rio are traveling from?
Well, most people that come to Rio, they stay in the beach neighborhoods. The most popular is Ipanema, but it's also smaller than Copacabana, which is the next popular community. We have something like 50 hotels in Copacabana and about 10 hotels in Ipanema. So people fight to stay in Ipanema, and if they can't stay here, they stay in Copacabana.
Tell me a little bit about the weather in Rio. Is it pretty constant throughout the year, or that's going to be one of the attractions, surely?
Yes, we are in the middle of one of the hottest summers, probably the hottest summer in the last 20 years. So the temperature here is bordering 40 degrees on most days. We have been having nothing but sunny days in Rio, and it's been raining a lot in São Paulo. So I guess all the rain went to São Paulo and we got the good weather.
Very much indeed. Now, apart from your beautiful beaches, what else is there to do in Rio?
Do you know that we have a gay beach in Ipanema, right?
No, I didn't. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, there's a gay beach spot in Ipanema. It's right across from a street named Farmi de Amoedo. And this is where most of the people from the gay community hang out at the beach. There's also another spot called the Coqueron, the big coconut tree. And this is also a reference to the gay community. Other than the beach, well, we have wonderful nightclubs that are open every day of the week. Some of them open on weekends, but many of them stay open throughout the week. And Rio is a city with 500 years of history, so there's many museums, churches, lots of historical things to visit.
As we travel around the world on our show, we find different variations of how much the gay community is accepted in each country. How is it in Rio?
The gay community here in Rio is not as separated from the straight community as it is in other countries. People here are more into being together than to having a separate life. So at the same spots where you find the gay people, you find straight people that are gay friendly, and gay and lesbian people are all usually welcome at all the clubs and the nightlife as well.
One exciting thing that's happening that's a little bit camp happening in Rio in a couple of weeks is Carnival.
Well, yes, Carnival actually has already started. The first Carnival event happened on Saturday. That was January 30th, and this was the first parade of Banda de Ipanema. This is a street carnival festivity. It happens also on Carnival Saturday and Tuesday. And this is probably the most popular band with the gay community. There's so many people in drag.
How many people does it attract each year?
The city is expecting something like probably around 2 million people. But we have a lot of local visitors as well. Rio and Bahia are the most popular carnival destinations in Brazil. So a lot of people from other states come here. And, of course, we have international visitors from all over the world, including a lot of people from Australia and New Zealand.
Marcos, and while we're talking about traveling, I believe you've traveled to Australia once before.
Last time I was in Australia was back in 1999. Went to the sleaze ball in Sydney, and I could actually impersonate maybe one or two phrases in Australian, but I have already lost that, so I hope your listeners can...
How did you find sleaze ball in Australia?
I was very, very surprised to be in the middle of such a huge party with 15,000 people. It was a wonderful experience.
Marcos, apart from talking to you about travelling to Rio, I wanted to ask you a little bit about gay people that actually live in the Rio area. How is gay life for them in Rio?
people like to, can basically go to all the straight bars, but there's also a very rich gay and lesbian nightlife. So there is one small lesbian club that is open every night, and there's gay clubs that are open all week long. On the weekends, we have two huge clubs that open only on weekends. One of them is called The Week, and the other one is called Cine Ideal. It's where it used to be a movie theater, and it's been renovated into a disco. And both of these are in the downtown area, which is a central location to Rio. So they attract not only the people from the south side parts where you have the beaches, but also people from the suburbs. So there's a lot of different things to do.
In many countries around the world, there are communities that have a strong activism and fighting for equal rights for gay and lesbian people. Is that apparent in Brazil as well?
There are people engaged in movements like this, but basically the gay and lesbian community here in Brazil, they feel that they already have the same rights. We cannot get married in Brazil, but nobody wants very much to get married, to be honest with you. And people that have a partnership, they can register their partners for insurance purposes and everything else. When it comes to adopting babies and things like this, then usually one of the people in the couple have to adopt the baby under his or her name. But other than this, we have basically all the same rights everybody else does.
Marcos, it's been a pleasure speaking to you today. Now, I believe you work in travel as well. What's the website we can find out more about your company?
Well, we have a website that has been online since 1996, for 14 years now. This is a long time for a website. The address is riodejaneiroguide.com, and our parent website is named after the biggest neighborhood in Rio. It's Ipanema.com. So we are easy to find. We have loads of photos for especially dedicated to the gay and lesbian community, and I hope you have a chance to visit it.
We definitely will. Marcos, thank you so much for your time today.
It was wonderful talking to you, Adam, and I would like to send my cheers to everybody in Australia.
Marcos Prado talking about the delights of Rio. You're listening to Global Community on the Hump Day Crew. Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.